All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on!
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? And happy F-Yeah Friday on The Usual Suspects. Hopefully, if we are as good as the weather today, everything will be outstanding for the next 3 hours. There might be a screw-up or two, like yesterday, but we'll hope not. But for the most part, we had a wonderful show yesterday. Nick's in Vegas, covering the fight with the Blitz. And
you don't have to be bringing up my screw-ups, by the way.
I try and cover yours.
Good luck.
Trays are a little bit more difficult because I'm not at the controls.
Good luck. Yeah, there's a lot to cover.
The wild and woolly Trey Campbell, otherwise known as Juggalo Trey, in for day number two. After a fantastic day yesterday of fun and other things, the feedback I got all last night was just how fun it was and the interactions and everything that went on. So that was a good thing. We're going to do it again today.
Really? No one sent me those messages.
Well, you have enough people fluffing you on the daily that I don't think
that the case?
You need other people. And you probably, if they don't follow you, that's probably why you don't get those messages.
No, I did have a couple people just tag all of us and say that the car chase thing was fun and a few other things were pretty fun.
Redneck talk was good.
Eskimo brother talk.
That was a little awkward.
Don't need that in our lives ever again. The vision of you having sex, Trey.
Let's leave. Oof. Let's flush that one.
Can we point out, which you sometimes lose sight of, you bring it up.
And
then you want to lose sight of it.
Yeah, let's forget that ever happened. Get the Men in Black thing where you forget.
Whatever happened. You having sex or that you brought up certain stuff on the show.
Okay.
All right.
Can we? I have something I want to get to that's not sports related.
Let's get right into it. That's awkward and weird, but let's do it.
What's awkward and weird?
That we have something to talk about that's not sports.
Is it?
Yeah. So we're 2 minutes in, so we're getting into the content instead. Hey, cut all this just shooting the crap, getting this stuff. Let's go. What do you got?
Well, I mean, it's just, you know.
Are you good with it?
What, did you have anything
no,
you wanted to?
No, normally we just, you know, we talk amongst ourselves for a few minutes and kibitz while you have coffee, and then eventually we get into the talk. But if you want to talk,
didn't
now,
we get
talk.
In trouble for that?
He's out of town. When the cat's away, the mice will play. Let's have some fun.
I want to talk about this big thing going on the internet with Quaden Boyles.
Oh, I thought you were talking about spaghetti.
No. What?
Okay, we got two things to talk about
spaghetti.
On the internet.
Spaghetti?
Yeah.
Are you talking about the dude with the scissors?
Yeah, it comes around like once a year where the guy's eating spaghetti and he has his fork in one hand and a scissors in the other. And you know how at a certain point...
Wait, is it a scissors or a pair of scissors?
What do you want to talk about today?
I know we're digressing, but I'm just curious.
Hate when people correct your spelling.
I'm not correcting you.
BS.
No, Joseph, I'm not correcting you. I'm asking a question. Maybe I'm saying it wrong. Is it a scissors or a pair of scissors? Because it wouldn't make sense. Is each half of the scissors a scissor? So that's why you have a pair of scissors?
Do you have two of them in your hand? Because otherwise that would be just one scissors.
But there's two sides of the scissor.
But they're attached.
Yeah, but that's just... through mechanical means.
I said we should just get to whatever the hell you want
to
talk about.
So I was like, if there's a scissor on each side.
Anyway, there's a guy that uses a scissors to cut the ends of his spaghetti as he twirls it with every bite of his spaghetti. And like every 12 months or so, it resurfaces and people lose their mind. And I literally started scanning my timeline just to see how many people thought all of a sudden this was the newest invention on the planet. Every second tweet at 11 a.m., at like 10 a.m., every second tweet I had on my timeline was the guy twirling the spaghetti with the scissors.
Yeah, that would get annoying real fast.
Oh my God, people, get over it.
That's the thing you really have to be careful of. Like, people will send us something and you get it. Like, if you've never seen it, you're like, oh, this is new to me. But then you realize it's years old and you get excited and talk about it or tweet about it. And people are like, bro, that's like this many years old, which has happened to us on air plenty of times.
Yes.
Where you're like, oh, did you see this? And then they're like, that's really old. And you feel like an idiot. So I do understand the frustration in that, because if you've seen it and you've seen it a bunch and people are tagging you on it, it gets annoying.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Okay, that's all I got. Go.
Oh, thanks, boss.
You're welcome. I'll allow it. Thanks. Continue.
Thanks so much.
I'm looking for whatever I can pick apart on whatever you got going.
Oh, so no, please do. Okay. So this kid, Quaden Boyles, there's a video that came out not yesterday, but the day before. Norris played it for me on the couch while we were watching TV. And I was like, man, that is heartbreaking. It's this kid. He's crying. He's saying how he wants to kill himself because he's being bullied at school. He's a dwarf. And he's, I forget the form of dwarfism, but Clinton Shorter, who we've had on this show, is a local comedian, also has the same type of dwarfism that Quaden Boyles was talking about. It's the most common type. Mm-hmm. And he actually was kind enough to record a message for Quaden and hoped it got to him. But it went viral. And the outpouring of support for Quaden and his family has been unbelievable. Brad Williams, who is a comedian that is also a dwarf, set up a GoFundMe to get Quaden and his family to Disneyland. Mm-hmm. That is now over $100,000. The goal was $10,000 to get the trip, but it's now over $100,000. And just a really heartwarming story that you see when the internet comes together in support of a kid that's getting bullied. And the whole bullying thing is just it's a topic in and of itself that requires a lot of discussion. And I think, you know, there's as parents, there's a certain responsibility, I think, when it comes to bullying, especially in schools, and letting your kids get bullied or dealing with your kids getting bullied, not letting, but dealing with it. And it's crazy. But then I get in the car to head to work today. And I see He's 18 is trending on Twitter. And I was like, what the hell is He's 18? So I click on it, and they're saying that Quaden is an 18-year-old man, not a kid. And I was like, what? So I start looking, and they're showing all these pictures of him all dressed up, right? Like he's wearing, like, Gucci.
Did you see the video that AJ posted?
Of the money?
It was like a whole video of him rolling in like expensive clothing, yeah, and all that stuff.
So there's pictures of him in Gucci clothes. There's pictures of him standing on a Mercedes. There's a video of him with cash. And I was like, what's going on here? So then everybody's like, that dude's 18. Well, somebody said, no, he's not. He was on a TV show 6 years ago when he was 4 years old. So he is how old, Joel?
He's 10. Because you brought that to us today.
I walk in for show prep, and Trey's like, he's 18. I don't know. And I was like, no, he was 6 years ago, he was 4 years old. And Joel goes, so he's 10. And I was like, all right, smart ass. I mean, I'm going to expand I'm blocking you for correcting my
math. There you go. Johnny Analytics, figure that one out.
So I was like, this warrants a little investigation. So I find him on Instagram. At Quaddoss, Quaddoss. He's got 150,000 followers. He's listed as a public figure, and he's an influencer. And I was like, ooh, now the question becomes, because there's pictures of him with holding new Yeezys. There's pictures of him in Jordans and, you know, like, there's literally a video of him with a whole bunch of money, did they delete it? Uh-oh. That's not going to be good if they did.
That's not a good look. If they're deleting stuff,
they took it down. Oh, no, they didn't. It's still there.
Okay, good.
But there's, like, this video of him holding all this cash. And some of the stuff that it says is, like, he's holding all this cash and it says what you get for working. I don't know how to process this. I really don't know because...
Well, how do we figure the truth?
Well, here's the question that I had. Coming up on the elevator, this is what I thought. Can people with influence and or money still not get bullied? Is that just not a thing? Do we not believe that they can get bullied? Because it's possible that he's – I don't think he's 18. I think he's 10, 11, or whatever it is. He doesn't look like an 18-year-old, right? Mm. But let's just assume he is – you know, he's 10 years old or whatever. But he is an influencer, and he does get money for bringing attention to dwarfism and bullying, and he's used that to his advantage. Does that mean that he can't be bullied? Does that mean that he's immune from it, or that we shouldn't feel sorry for him if he is? Because I think the general public is like, oh, you got money? Well, if you get bullied, who cares? You have money.
No, I'm going to tell you that the money is the exact problem. People are going to sympathize with him, and he shouldn't be bullied, but he also shouldn't be rolling in $121,000 for a trip to Disney.
But if he didn't ask for it. That's the thing now. He didn't say, all I want is to go to Disney and I feel like someone should pay for it. It was just a video about bullying. If you watch the original video with the mom, all she said was he goes to school, he gets picked on. There was a kid that was patting him on the head and making fun of his height and it's not fair and he wants to kill himself. And if he was acting, give this kid an Oscar right now because it was just heartbreaking.
You cry at everything.
To watch. I do. I mean, look, I said I cried when the Big Bang Theory, when they got married.
Did you really?
Yeah, totally.
You were a big Big Bang Theory fan?
Yeah. And when they got married, I cried.
What?
Trey, not the X-rated version. He's talking about the show.
I get that, but I was talking about the show. I would never have painted you as a Big Bang Theory fan.
Love that show.
Okay.
So I don't know what to think about it, because my initial thought is, oh, well, you have 140,000 followers and money. Should we feel sorry for you? But he's still a kid. He still could get bullied even though he has all that stuff because kids at his school don't care or don't know or both. So I don't know this is such a perplexing thing to think about.
But my thing is I believe the entire situation is clouded by the GoFundMe. The fact that people are now seeing this as someone that took it, regardless, because you have a point, but they're going to look past the bullying now and say, it looks fishy, like he's taking advantage of a situation to cash in instead of really focusing on the fact that he's been bullied and assuming he has been bullied.
Now, if you wanted to make that argument from the standpoint of trying to gain followers, I would listen. But I would probably, you'd have to go, well, maybe it was. Maybe this was the case. But from the cash perspective, I don't know that he asked for any of the cash. I don't think that he reached out to Brad Williams. That's a different story, right? That's a different thing. If he's got the means or he's got money and people are donating it to him, then he should donate it to causes that's in support of anti-bullying.
But I think a lot of people are going to have a problem with if he's successful, he's got money coming in, he's doing all these things, and yet he's going to cash in the $120,000 and pocket that. I think people are going to have real issues.
Well, then there's the pictures of him flexing and working out, and it's like,
I thought that was you.
Man.
It was from behind, Trey. He was flexing with, I couldn't see the guy's face.
It kind of gives me like parallels to that kid from Tennessee or Alabama or wherever.
Who was a racist and that's why he was getting picked on?
And then it turned out like his mom was like telling UFC fighters that we got to keep it we got to take after each other as white people and stuff.
And apparently the reason he was getting picked on was he was saying racial things.
Yeah.
Well, so I did look at, if you click on the He's 18 and on Twitter and go and read some of it, there was a message, and again, it's all hearsay because it's the internet. But people were like, oh, he's kind of an a-hole to people at school, so when they pick on him, that's why. So you just don't know. Because like you said, Trey, that could have been the same situation. But I just don't know. I just don't know what to believe. But I think the bigger question is, do we believe that kids in his situation as an influencer who has money could be bullied?
Anybody could be bullied.
Yeah, anybody could be
absolutely
bullied.
But then, do you not feel as sorry for him if that were the case? Like, before you knew he was an influencer and before you knew he had money, everyone felt sorry for him. But now that you know that, you're probably like,
You feel sorry for anybody, but I think that it softens the severity of how sorry you feel for someone when you think, hey, yeah, he's being bullied, but he's got a lot going right in his life. But again, you don't know what's going on in his head.
I mean, hell, Taylor Swift gets bullied, and she's got a lot going on for her, so.
But she does have a flat ass.
Well, there's that.
Ouch.
That's a Nick discussion, Trey. You don't understand that.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, we're just getting started. 713-780-3776. HRNP Listener Line is going to be open all 3 hours. So if you want to join us, talk about, what's his name? Quavo?
It's not Quavo. We're getting Quaden.
This is the Migos.
Quaden. I know who that is, Trey. Speaking of Trey.
The Migos? I love Migos. Oh, man. There's nothing like Migos on a Saturday morning with the tortillas and the eggs. Oh, Migos.
Yeah.
Well, that's my bad.
The confusion has settled in. It is definitely a Friday on the Usual Suspects. It's an FEF Friday. Barry's got a comedian of the week. He's going to give you a whole bunch of backstory after you hear the first clip coming up after the break. But we're going to be here for the next 3 hours. So hopefully you will be too. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I live life to the fullest because tomorrow is never promised. I almost lost my life the other day, and it wasn't a vibe. And I live life to the fullest because tomorrow is never promised. I almost lost my life the other day, and it wasn't a violence or nothing like that. I was in the weight room. Hold on, that ain't the funny part. I'm going to tell y'all what happened. I walked into the weight room. I seen some guys nipping some weights. I was like, say, can I get in on the set? And they were like, no, dog, you're a little too little. We really don't want to take no weights up off the bar. I'm like, weights up off the bar, dog? I live 225 strong right here, dog. They were like, cool, you can get in on the set. So I walk away, stretch out. I come back. I'm like, hold on, what's all these weights doing up on the bar? They were like, you said you live 225. I was like, no, you must have misunderstood me. I said I live 225. It's a 25 on this side and a 25 on this side. You trying to kill me. You know, I come here to do aerobics in the first place.
Blame the Comic.
Yeah, man.
Is the stage name.
Yes.
Fill us in, Mr. Laminack.
Blame the Comic is a dude who's been around. There's certain comedians that you come across in Houston and beyond where you're like, ooh, I don't want to follow that guy. Blame the Comic is a comedian you do not want to have to follow on stage, period, end of story. Dude is hilarious. And I remember I had to do a contest that he was in. And when I showed up, and then I saw him walk through the door. I was like, well, we ain't winning this. So I told all the comedians, y'all can forget it. This is Blame's contest. Sure enough, he won it hands down. No problem. Dude is so funny. Just genuinely a good dude. And the thing is he wasn't really all that well known until he started making videos. And he put some videos on Facebook and they went viral. This dude is blowing up everywhere. He's got 500,000 fans on Facebook.
Wow.
Yeah, just from making some videos. And so I encourage you to check him out. So yeah, he's got over 500, he's almost at 551,000 likes on his Facebook page for his comics page.
Man.
And he posts video after video. So you just look him up on Facebook, Blame the Comic. If you want to book him, blamethecomic.com. Super hilarious dude. And I'm sorry it took this long to get to a guy that's this funny. And this,
I that, am too. And that just, I blame the person that picks the comic.
Blame the host. For Blame the Comic, I get it.
So Trey, I blame you too because you are hosting this week.
The what was I going to tell you? Oh, that clip that we're running is from a long time ago, BET Comic View that he was on with Bruce, and I think one of the hosts that day was George Wallace. So cool stuff.
You guys
cool
are stuff on indeed. Facebook.
George Private Wallace messaging. And I are buddies. I'm not going to lie. Let me
pick up that name. I dropped.
Yeah.
George Wallace.
I'm not going to help you.
Good friend
with it,
of mine.
But if you need like
a buddy
forklift
of mine.
Or something to pick that thing up, you go right ahead.
Him and Alyssa Milano.
First segment, we were talking about Quavo and bullying. Yeah. And so we had some people that wanted to call in and get in on the discussion.
Okay.
Let's go to Brian first. Brian, you want to talk about bullying? What's up, bud?
How's it going, guys? Love the show, by the way. You guys are awesome.
Appreciate it, man.
My only issue with this, I don't care how old the kid is or anything like that. What is fishy to me is when, as a parent, instead of like, you know, consoling the kid, you pull out your cell phone and you start posting stuff. I didn't watch the whole thing. I just don't believe a whole lot of the stuff on the interwebs these days. And then when I dug a little bit, I found like his mom runs like one or two of his fan pages. It just seems disingenuous. I'm not saying he didn't get bullied, but you know, like I said, if my kid's gonna get bullied, I'm gonna handle it a different way than, you know, seek attention for it.
I'm with you, Brian.
So that's that, guys. I'll hang up. Love the show.
Thanks, man. Have a good weekend. We appreciate you.
Yeah, appreciate you listening. Have a good weekend.
That's the first thing that I was gonna say too. There's a lot of people that are a lot worse off that are dealing with these circumstances too. And I think people take that away as well.
There's a lot. And again, that was the dilemma that I was asking you. Does money factor into your equation into the amount of sympathy you give somebody for getting bullied? If a rich kid's getting bullied, you probably don't feel as bad for them as if a kid who's impoverished is getting bullied.
Right.
And I think that's the dynamic we're probably dealing with here. That I believe the kid's getting bullied. To his point, the bigger thing that I think a lot of people took issue with is, why are you recording this for so long? Because that was the thing. When Nora was showing me the video, I was like, okay, you know, this was a, this should have been a 30 second to a minute video. Mm-hmm. This is my kid. You see him crying. He's literally saying he wants to kill himself on video. We have to put a stop to bullying. This has to stop. In the video. But it just kept going, and she just kept milking it. I was like, why is this late? Put the phone down and hug your kid.
Yeah, I can see it from both sides. But, like, one thing to take into account is we don't know how long this has been happening, and this could kind of be, like, their last resort to, like, get something changed.
Great point.
You know?
Great point. And, but, and, or it could be that they needed content for their...
It goes both ways.
Exactly. You start weighing both sides of it.
Yeah.
Because you also feel you don't want to be insensitive to the people that end up having stories, their stories put out on the internet, and it becomes the feel-good story of the year because people stepped up to help them, whatever their dilemma may be or their issues that they're dealing with. But then you also get those people on the internet that go, yo, I want to take a Caribbean vacation. I ain't got the money, so I'd like to start a GoFundMe, and y'all need to send me there. And then you're like...
Well, those are the I have so many friends that'll do that. They'll be like, oh, man, I really want to go take acting classes in L.A. And then they'll start a GoFundMe. It's like, what?
Yeah.
You're trying to crowdsource your dreams? Look, I get it. And if you were do, but they're just some people that are just, all right, I'm not going to name names, but there are people on Instagram that I follow, female, that'll just be like, hey, y'all, here's a picture of my booty. Cash app me some money. What?
Yeah,
why?
You do see that a lot.
For what? How about get another job if what you have isn't enough? Why would I just cash app you money for no reason?
Yeah,
no reason. Your booty ain't that good. First of all,
well,
I don't. There's a lot to it. The sad part is that I'm curious to see how this plays out with him now coming out that he's a quote public figure and an influencer. So that's going
to
be
there are lots of layers to get through in this. Steve wanted to get in here as well on bullying. We'll get to Steve after the break and get him in. And then we've got some other calls lined up as well as your calls if you want to join. 713-780-3776. Got a couple of spots open. HR&P listener line. Call or text that number. Hit us up on Twitter. At Barry is funny. At Pac-Man Joel with a K. At guest host Trey. At Juggalo underscore Trey 48.
Correct.
Hey.
You got it. Job. You nailed it.
Thank you. For thanking me. Forget
that.
We'll be back. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Second half hour of the show. It's the Usual Suspects. ESPN 97.5 on an FYI Friday. Got the show started. In an interesting way to some, as Chris Davis was on his way to an audition in Austin.
Yeah.
And said,
break a leg, Chris.
Yep. Good luck. And he's
go
like,
go get him, Tiger.
Doing
sorry.
It again.
Sorry, Joel.
Doing it again. Second day in a row. Okay. First day, we're kind of tolerant of that. Second day, gets a little bit annoying. Just going to let you know.
Might be.
You know, part of being in broadcasting is everybody has a cue and you wait for it. And sometimes you don't wait.
I had one headphone
in. You just did it again. Okay. So we're ready to roll with the second half hour of the show as Trey, as you can tell, is filling in for Nicholas, who's in Vegas with the Blitz. And bullying is a topic that has taken over the first half hour of the show as people are chiming in. They want in on the discussion. We've talked about the different viewpoints that could be had, especially when it involves social media. And you know what? Here's the other thing, guys. I did a video this week on SportsMap. Now, of course, stupid Yankee fans searching for a way to get into a verbal a Twitter spat, evidently from New York, were trying to figure out what was going on in Houston. And they're so intelligent that instead of listening to the video that I did, which was about journalistic integrity, and especially how it relates to social media and otherwise, and they just assumed that it was all about the Astros are innocent and they're dirty cheaters and you should go down with the ship and all this other stuff. And then they started calling me names. But my whole point was the same way someone gets a blue check on Twitter, okay? When you're posting content, there should be some kind of way to identify that this is unedited, untouched video and or the statements that are being quoted as being the truth are actually truth, because we found out with the Altuve video that it was spliced up and that he didn't go back to the dugout and change shirts and do all these different things, that he stayed on the field. And again, we're not saying the Astros didn't cheat. What I'm saying is that there should be some way to legitimize this is authentic video from start to finish that was unedited. Otherwise, people put out edited clips and then whichever side you want to be on an argument, you find that clip and go, yeah, I'm with him. See that? That's what he did. And then all of a sudden you've got from 10 to 100 to thousands, and in this case, Yankee fans, tens of thousands of people going, see, he cheated and he did it here and he did it there. But then you see the Harold Reynolds video and the MLB Network video and you realize, no, he didn't. Not in this instance that everybody's quoting. Yeah. So there's no legitimacy to like how accurate the video or the statements can be. That's kind of my point, that you can't fact check some of this stuff. So we don't know what this kid's backstory really is. And it sucks, because you like to see the human interest and the heartfelt people coming to the rescue of other people, you know, things. But then...
Yeah, what Brad Williams did I thought was amazing. And then it sucks if that happens and it turns out to be that this was all just a fraud and...
Yeah.
Fake.
So...
Not good.
No.
If it's the case. I still think you can be bullied and be... an influencer and be rich.
Well, we see
so many, possible.
Look, there's so many different issues that we don't know. From Robin Williams, who'd have known that a guy that successful and that funny was a guy that was battling depression on a daily basis?
Yeah.
There's a new article out in the Players Tribune about Ben Gordon, who made something like $60 or $70 million in his career. But that he was dealing with so many demons inside that night after night for a certain amount of months, he would go up to the fourth or fifth story roof of his apartment and every 5 minutes look over the edge and think about, I'm doing this today.
Crazy.
So we don't know what everybody's dealing with. And whether you're successful or not doesn't mean that you're not dealing with issues that shouldn't be important and should be respected and should be dealt with. It's just that when you do it in this format, this way, it brings up so much speculation and so much negativity.
Yeah.
All right, I don't, you know, Troy's been on hold a long time. The topic in itself is not something that you or I are going to be speaking about.
Yeah, this is random.
Can't wait.
This is very random.
But I guess as the guy who's the producer slash voluntary host, it's going to be Trey's call. Troy, you want to talk about Jimmy Johnson, and I'm assuming it's not the old Cowboys coach.
Happy FDF Friday, guys.
Happy FDF Friday, Troy.
Hey, man, I got Trey. It's not very often I get to call in when Trey's there. But, Trey, with this being Jimmy Johnson's last year, what do you think his chances are of winning the title?
I don't know. I'll
hang up and listen.
All right, cool.
Way to wait for your cue, Trey.
Sorry. I get really triggered when NASCAR comes up. But I don't know. I mean, I would say he's going to make the chase, but it's going to be hard to beat the Fords and the Toyotas. Especially with the Hendrick Motorsports kind of being down on power. I don't know. Well, but you never know. It could happen.
Can you just put this next to Lawn Talk on the ideas for possible podcasts that should never be on the air again?
Shout out to Lawn Talk.
Why don't you, Troy, if you want to call back.
During Lawn Talk.
I blacked out for a second. What happened there? Whew.
Troy, call back and leave your cell.
No,
listen to me.
Don't call.
Leave
back.
Your cell phone with the intern. Then Trey will give you his, and that can never happen on the air again. You guys can just chat about it in the car.
I'll give you my picks on a recorded message.
Yeah. Well done. Let's hope this call is better than the last call. This is Trey.
It should be.
Yeah, and I think this is Trey that I ran into at the U of H game. Trey, what's up, man?
What's up, Barry? You all right? I heard y'all talking about the bullying thing.
Yeah, man.
By people scamming. I know all about that. My dad's a pastor, and I'm into embezzlement and stuff like that. So it's one of them things. It's a sad thing. I saw you at the game.
Yeah.
Just by yourself. I do got, this is a question. Are you married for real?
See? What?
I've known Barry for 3 years or so. You've met my wife, my girlfriend. You've met a bunch of people. I've never seen your wife ever.
That's not fair.
You was at the game by yourself, lonely.
None of this is a lie either.
I kept the game looking at you because they had the guy show up on the screen for the Navy, and I was trying to see if you was going to stand
Trey,
up.
Trey, you're not alone. I've worked with him for 3 years. I've never met, quote unquote, Nora. So
I'm telling you,
I hate y'all so much.
It is a robot at the house. That's his wife. His wife is Alexa. That's what I'm assuming it is.
You guys are dicks for this. I'm just telling you right now.
He brought it up. I'm like thinking about it. Going, yeah. I've never met you, quote unquote, Nora either.
Oh God, why are you just?
I didn't even know she had a name. This is my first time finding out a name.
Boy, this is why you called.
No, that's not why I called. I called because we were sitting at the game.
Yes.
You didn't stand up. You stood up for the thing, and I was hoping that you did it. You asked me if I stood up, and I was like, no, I wanted to, but the black people in my section would not let me. I don't know, for whatever reason, they intimidate black people for standing up for the anthem.
Is that a thing?
We sit there, and when they start singing it, we look at each other, and I'm like, are we doing it? They're like, no, we're not doing it. We got to sit there. And every once in a while, some unaware person will get up, and they will be frowned into sitting back down.
Man, that's tough. It's tough being black.
Is that a form of bullying?
No.
If so, I want $25,000.
You want a trip to Disney? Well, y'all are about the same height, you and Quaid, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm in the Dwarf Club.
Almost.
I'm in there. All right, man. Good talking to you.
I appreciate it. It was good to see you, buddy. Dude, you know, there's few people that you would want to watch a game with, because you're not really going to watch the game. You're going to just sit there and laugh, and Trey is one of those. He came over, said what's up, because he said he saw me. And he's right. I was sitting by myself. I mean, Noah was there. One of the listeners that had won tickets was hanging out. And but Trey and I just chopped it up for like 10 or 15 minutes. Funny. That dude is so funny.
Yeah,
and
one of the funniest people out there.
Okay.
Yeah, right. You're up there too,
no,
Barry.
No, you kiss my ass now.
That
was a direct shot.
No, it wasn't.
But you're a big fan of his,
yeah,
are you not?
I just discovered his Instagram, the whole thing he's got going. I think it's called Please Excuse My Crooked Eye.
Yep.
And he's walking through Walmart with a bullhorn, and it's just, you just got to see it. I think you can follow him at Trey Tustin on Instagram, no spaces, and no Y as well.
Spaces.
But yeah, and I think he's also got a live taping coming up. So.
He does this weekend at the Seeger Group. Him and Victor and Grady and
real,
it's going to be good.
Yeah, real.
You guys got
who?
A show coming up together, you two?
No,
yeah, I think it's possible.
Why?
Because I'm just going to step out so that my co-host can jump in for me, and I'll just produce.
I'm sorry, Joel.
You're going nuts again today. It's fine.
Jeez. I'm just a big fan, you know.
Somebody said that Nora is a cat. Nope, Nora
that's
is
Oliver.
A, that's Oliver. Nora
Oliver
is a real
is the
life.
Cat.
Person, nor is a human being that doesn't like interaction with other people, especially weirdos like Trey. I think my wife wants to meet Trey Tutson? I don't think so. No.
Well, I think now, whether she wants to or not, it's probably a good idea to dispel all this because it sounds like the guy that might be going on this tangent for a while.
Put my business out there like that.
Yeah.
And you backed him up.
I didn't back him up.
You could have had my back on that.
Time out. He brought up an interesting point.
No.
He hadn't met Nora in 3 years. I haven't met Nora in 3 years.
You could have had my back, Joel. You could have had my back. If Nick was here, Nick's met Nora.
I think I've seen her when you came up for the for a Houston sports show. I think she was with you one time. So
that is correct.
I can't confirm.
Thank you, Trey. I appreciate that. Thank you for having my back. You talk whenever you want.
Take us a break, Trey.
You got it.
Is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey! Back on the first hour of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. If you can't tell based on how this show has gone so far, AJ... Fred, Nick, and others are in Vegas. We didn't even get on the rails today before we got off the rails.
Oh, I thought it was a good start to the show. We did something that was non-sportsy, but we still It was current and relevant. You didn't think so?
I think it was outstanding.
Well, I mean, we're going to get to Rockets this segment, right?
First of all, it doesn't have to be Rockets, bro.
No, I mean, that's the only thing going on right now, to be
it's
honest.
Not true.
What?
Tony Clark, from the president of the Players Association, met with the Astros today.
Oh, cool. More Astros talk.
Yeah, which you don't like.
I mean, obviously, we could talk about the
NFL
fight. We're
going
to do that at
down.
2:30. We got Trey Blackwell joining us at 2:30 to discuss the fight. So, yeah, we got things to discuss. But that's a hot topic right now.
Okay.
So I just felt like we should get it out there, but okay.
Well, here's another hot topic. Trey is co-host. Clarence wants to get in here. Clarence, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Clarence? You sound extra sexy
today.
Yeah,
you
do. And then just a busy, busy day.
All right.
But now I'm watching you guys on Twitch.
Uh-huh.
And no, I'm looking at you guys on Twitch right now, and Joe's face, every time Trey says something, has that look like, if he says one more thing, you know what? Packing up, I'm done.
Yeah.
It's just going to be Barry and Son. It's just what it's going to be. Barry and Son on The Usual Suspects. I'm done.
That is a face that Nick and Barry are very familiar with.
Yes.
It's legendary in the studio. Yep.
Yes, it is. Trey, what's going on, my man?
What's up, Clarence? Good to hear from you.
Can y'all just call each other off air?
Y'all
gonna hang out?
You guys have these conversations.
Hey, what's up? Nothing. What are you doing? Just kicking it. What are you doing? Are you guys like preparing for a date?
No.
This is a major market for talk radio show.
You feel left out. How's it going?
No,
Barry?
I don't.
How's it going?
You can't call
a
radio show. $5,000
blow up doll. How's she doing?
You can't call a radio show and be like, hey, what's going on? Nothing. Cool. What? You got to call the point and hang
up.
Because
I spoke to you. I spoke to Joe. I can't speak to Trey.
Well, you have
now. I can't speak to your son.
This is awful.
He's not my dad. We've been over this.
Thank you for the call, Clarence.
Really?
Love you, buddy.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, that was my way of getting out of it.
Here's the thing, Trey. I make that face. Nick and Barry know exactly what it is, what it means, and how to react. I make that face with you, and you just keep going.
I'll try to leave you alone. I'm
no,
sorry.
No, you got to know when dad is upset.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah, watch Barry's eyes.
You got to know when dad is upset.
When the brow is furrowed with Barry, you know he's upset.
That's right. Yes.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Yeah.
I've seen that a couple of times.
When he was mad at you or your mom?
Wow. That was inappropriate.
It's okay. It's
That's not.
Now, wait
even,
a minute. Let me just ask you a question, okay? If we're going to get into all this. In the production meeting, unsolicited, did we not get an update on who Trey's mom is dating that we didn't need?
Yes.
And then after that, he went, no, we shouldn't be talking about my mom. You brought it up.
Well, I was just trying to confirm that she's not with Barry. She's with somebody
anymore,
not Barry.
Trey. The damage is done.
She never was with Barry.
That's
Barry's been married.
Yeah, I never said that we were together.
Yeah, I know.
I could have just been a donor.
Yeah, one night stands can happen without any commitment.
No, stop this. This is uncomfortable for me. just him. You're talking about this man's mother, and it's uncomfortable for
who
me.
Brought up his mother?
He did, but not on air. You did that.
So that hasn't stopped us all show.
That's probably
or ever.
And we're certainly not taking this stupid ass call. I'll tell you that right now.
Who's Dave?
I don't know, but that does not look like it's going to end well.
It doesn't look like it's going to start well either.
It's not really your wife, though, is it?
No.
Really Nora.
So without further ado.
I was just asking.
Go ahead, take it. No, go ahead. Let's take it.
Because her name is Nora.
Let's take it. Yeah, let's go ahead and take it.
No, I was just. Okay, you want to take it?
Right. I mean, you.
Trey, because you're running the show today.
This is the worst segment of radio we have ever done.
Are you, just like you didn't.
Oh, Barry, I love you so. Never.
Oh, my God. Hang on. This is the dumbest thing. What was that? That is this. This is. Oh, my God.
This is what happens when you let him run the show.
Who's letting him run the show? Certainly not me.
You just gave in and said, take the call. And he went,
wait, take the call.
Time out.
Here he
First
comes.
Of all, you go, you're the one that wanted to take the call.
No, I didn't. I never did. We were looking at. I was kiddingly,
because
I wouldn't have taken the call.
In his defense, you did say, okay, go ahead and take it. You did say, and that was my cue to take the call. But it's my fault. I'll be the lightning rod.
Can we just start this segment over?
Yeah. Or just the whole show?
Can we just go to break and then come back and pretend like this never happened?
We still got 3 minutes.
Literally, this might have been the worst segment of radio in the history of this show.
Really? Was that bad?
And you were here for it.
Well, I guess.
Congratulations.
You instigated the majority of it.
That's my fault. I take sole responsibility for it. I got to coach better. You know, I got to.
You are redder than your beard right now, too, by the way.
Yeah, I feel horrible.
You are redder than Barry's shirt.
Oh, boy. I can't wait to talk. I've never thought I'd say this. I can't wait to talk Rockets. I really can't wait to just.
Well, we're starting hour two with bullying.
Talk Rockets. I just can't wait. Speaking of bullying, Russ got thrown out. Yeah. He's a bully. We need to discuss that because he doesn't think he was wrong.
I need to talk about the fact that whether he was right or wrong, the amount of technicals that he has this year is going to be a very big problem.
Yeah, if you don't get his anger under control.
So there's a lot to talk about there. But, oh, by the way, one of the new guys did really, really well.
Yeah,
and that's a good sign if you're a Rockets fan. So there's plenty to uncover there. Big time win for your Rockets last night. Start to finish did what they were supposed to do for the Golden State Warriors. But we'll get to the Rockets talk. We'll get to the NFL vote on the new collective bargaining agreement. That doesn't look like it's going to go well. It looks like J.J. Watt had a tweet that was very prolific, and everybody's following his lead. So we'll update you on that as well. But, of course, there's plenty more to get to. Before we get to the break, though, I do want to tell you about my good friends at Fitz Roofing. I've been telling you guys with all of the precipitation we've had in the last couple of weeks that if you have a leaky roof or you've been thinking about putting a new roof on your house, there's only one place to go, and it's Fitz Roofing. FITZRoofing.com. They're going to take care of everything for you. They're locally owned and operated, and they're going to do fantastic work. There's a lot of people out there that we know from the natural disasters we've had recently. Storm chasers, deposit thieves, sketchy roofers. They get your money up front. They don't do great work, and then you can't find them to fix what they didn't do right. That's not the way they do it at Fitz. Fitz is here to make sure they take care of you, and they'll show you right up front. You call 832-521-3001, and you get a free no-obligation inspection today. You call them, they come to you, they tell you what they can do, and they go away. You call them back, they're going to do fantastic work before, during, and after everything is done. They use the best product in the business, CertainTeed shingles. So much so, they're a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master Company. Only 1% of the roofers in the entire United States have the criteria to get that status. They got it. You need it. You go to Fitz. Their base warranties longer than your average roofer. And the best thing you need to know, they got the ratings to prove it. A+ rating on the Better Business Bureau, 5-star ratings on Facebook and Home Advisor. Why would you go anywhere else? FITZRoofing.com or 832-521-3001. Fitz Roofing, making a difference one home at a time.